This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're getting a better idea of what it took to be an emperor of Rome right now with Mary Beard. And she's been teaching and writing about ancient Rome now for over 30 years as a professor of classics at the University of Cambridge. She's the author of about 20 books, including her most recent title, Emperor of Rome.
One of the things that the Roman emperor was supposed to be was the guy who could take a joke. Right? He was supposed to have a good sense of humour.
Is that right?
And there's a wonderful story about the Emperor Claudius, I think, who is having a big dinner party and everybody's got lovely silver dishes in front of them. One of the guests really takes a fancy to his silver dish, so steals it, nicks it, takes it home. Claudius is just brilliant on this occasion because instead of punishing him brutally there or then, he kind of has a joke. And the next time that man comes to dinner with the emperor, he's the only one at the table who's eating off pottery, not silver. And everybody thinks, ha ha, you know, a nice guy making a good point, not taking it out, having a sense of humour.
I love these little insights that you bring into it to just remind people they're just like us before they had the technology and the evolution that we had for running things. Would you say the people who characterize his team, his inner circle, was it mostly cronyism or was it a meritocracy?
It would be nice to think it was a meritocracy, but I don't think it was. I think there's two sides to his inner team. One side is cronyism, and most of the old-fashioned elite, the senators of Rome, they weren't in opposition to these autocrats. They were working for them. They were sucking up to them. They were doing their bit. Probably, though, if you say who was really doing the major hard admin work, who was kind of working out how much money they got to spend on the army and that kind of stuff, probably that is the emperor's enslaved household or the slaves that he had given freedom to who went on working for him.
And so these would have been educated, talented bureaucrats who were actually slaves.
Yeah. I mean, the bureaucracy of the Roman Empire, sometimes a very prominent, rich, high status, in a sense, bureaucracy, were from an originally enslaved class.
So now, physically, what was paperwork 2,000 years ago if you were an emperor?
That's a good question. Part of it would be on papyrus, and they'd have a quill pen. What's interesting is what's kind of less familiar to us is that a lot of this would be also done on wax tablets. So there'd be a plate of wood, really, covered in wax, and then you'd just have something like a nail, really. It's a stylus. And you would write your message on the wax and send it off. And if you wanted to then use that again, you just smoothed the wax over and you wrote back on the same wax tablet.
You couldn't be very long-winded or you'd be there forever, I would think. You know,
They were quite good on sort of tweet-sized messages, I suspect.
That's an ancient tweet.